Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Little. Pitching for the New York Giants, Don Little. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mueller. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Little fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Don Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Little trying to get to third. Talbot throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Little for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Talbot bunts towards the mound. Little fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooper moves to third. Pollitt moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Cooper scores. Pollitt moves to third. Talbot moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Pollitt scores. Talbot moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pollitt, and towards Baker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Mays reaches second base with a double. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and has Mays trapped. There's the throw to Baker, who tags Mays for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into left field. Kiner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kiner. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 1 in the game. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Irvin moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pollitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Talbot hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Talbot reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Cat and he is safe. Banks steals second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Cat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0 for 2 in the game. Cat strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Foster Castleman pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pollitt bunts towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Warren Hacker now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing first base. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grissom. Baker moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a line drive to left field. Urban throws towards Williams. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Baker scores. Jackson scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. DeFondi pinch hits for Steve Bilko. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Raycat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.